new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Number two underway here of the Midnight Rider, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Glad you're with us on this Friday night, the 16th of November, 2007. Just tickled pink that you've chosen to join us for the program tonight. As always, you have no idea how much I appreciate you listening to the program every night and tuning in. The chat rooms are full and listening and talking about and discussing what's going on with the program. It literally means the world to me, that you would take your time out to listen to me. And that means just absolutely tons. You know, the number of downloads that we get during the week, of the program, I'm just literally blown away, and it's my privilege to be here, and to do the program, each and every night. Tonight, we've got the Young Guns Roundtable with Michael Vail of thought-criminal.org and Lee Rogers of roguegovernment.com. If you want to get the latest news, information, these are websites that are huge, and you need to visit them. Lee's website is competing traffic-wise with Hannity.com. He's starting to slap Sean Hannity's little website around, and Lee's website's only been up 6 or 7 months. Michael Vail's website continues to grow traffic-wise every month, and I mean, this is incredible. These are guys that work a regular job, come in at night, and work and do their best to fight the New World Order, to inform people, get information out there. They're writing articles all the time. I don't see how these guys find time to do it, because they both do a radio show. And, you know, it, to me, it's absolutely incredible what they're doing, and they're doing super work, and it's my honor to have them on the program. Lee, you guys, your site, and I think Doug Owen's site, blacklistednews.com, you guys are just toe-to-toe with Hannity.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. I mean, I was kind of surprised when I was looking at the Alexa ratings, and I said, let's just see what Hannity's getting. And I was surprised at the fact that his web traffic ratings have gone right through the toilet. I mean, it's ridiculous. And then I did a comparison between blacklistednews.com and my website. And there were times where we were spiking above Hannity's website and a few other things. I mean, overall, he still gets more traffic than we do. But the fact that myself and Doug, I mean, we have full-time jobs, and we just do this after we get out of work and just put together stuff. And the fact that our websites are competing with Hannity.com, who, I mean, he's got a radio show on ABC, and he's got a TV show on Fox News, national audience. And the fact that we're even close to him just speaks volumes that people are not buying the crap that he's putting out. And they're looking for alternative sources of information. And I think that's where we're coming into have such a great effect.
Yeah, we're going to grab a quick break here. We'll talk about Michael's website when we come back. Michael deals with more with technology and that type of thing. He's got the scary big brother picture from 1984 on his website. It's like eerie every time I look at it. Back in a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider here on RBN.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Love come quick, love come in a hurry. There are thieves in the temple tonight. They don't care where they kick, just as long as they hurt you. There are thieves in the temple tonight.
The Midnight Rider on this Friday night. Mike Chambers along with Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com and Michael Vail of Thought-Criminal.org. And Michael, you too have seen increases in traffic each and every month, and you deal more with technology type news. And a lot of the news that you have on your website, dude, is downright scary with some of the stuff that they're wanting to do with the minds of Americans and with our bodies. I mean, that stuff's absolutely incredible.
Microsoft wants to download your brain and analyze it. What can I say? The thing about it, though, I mean, you know, with Lee's and Doug's sites and even my own, I mean, there is definitely a mass awakening. And, I mean, I check my mail all the time, and I get, like, tons of mail. You know, some people sending me information. Some people, you know, sending me lovely hate mail. And I love my hate mail now because that lets me know that we're having an effect. So, I mean, it's happening all around. And if your information's good, then you're going to see it, you know, eventually over time.
Yeah, I think that is the thing is that, you know, if nobody's bothering you, and nobody's mad at you, or you know, or trying to screw up what you're trying to do, then you're not over the target. But when people start bothering you and telling you that you're an idiot, you're a fool, or they try to come hack your chat room, or try to mess with your broadcast and that type of thing, you know you're over the target and you're dropping the bombs in the right spot. And you know, and I've seen this from personal experience, folks. You know, where nightly, you know, you've got people coming in to try to hack chat rooms, mess with your forums, and that kind of thing. Just, and it's all done to distract you, to keep you from working, and to be able to get the things done that you need to get done. And Lee, I think you'd have to agree there. You know, when the people start coming, and the name calling starts, and the nasty emails start coming, you know you're in the right spot.
Oh, there's no question about it, Mike. I mean, on my show earlier today, of course, well, you know about already, but just for the audience, I mean, we had a prank caller, you know, and, you know, that's good. You know, I actually think that's a positive thing, because if people are prank calling and if they're doing all the stuff trying to distract you and to disrupt what you're doing, that means you're doing something right and you're pushing the right buttons. And I tell you what, I mean, there are definitely people within the military-industrial complex who are paid to spread misinformation and to cause all sorts of trouble on the Internet. I mean, you see these Dig Berry Brigades on Dig.com.
Right.
You see people trying to disrupt, like, the TNR Live chat room. I mean, you see people on forums trying to spread misinformation. I mean, these people are paid money as part of counterintelligence operation to disrupt what we're trying to do here in the Patriot Movement. And if they're focusing energy and attention upon what I'm doing, what Doug's doing, what you're doing, that means we're definitely over the target, as you said, and we're doing something right. So I think that's a good sign.
Oh yeah, I indeed do too. This Democratic debate last night, I don't know if you guys got to see it a little bit. It essentially, from what I've gathered and from the clips I've watched and the sounders I've heard, it was basically a Hillary Clinton love fest last night. And the final question of the evening was asked by a girl from UNLV, and the question that she was that she was told to ask Hillary Clinton was, "Do you prefer diamonds or pearls?" I mean, this isn't a national debate. I mean, it's like Boxers and Briefs with the MTV thing with Bill Clinton his first go around. But this girl was a student at UNLV, is a Truman Scholar. And she wanted to ask Hillary Clinton a question about Yucca Mountain, which is a huge nuclear waste dump that's out in that part of the country. And you know, and so here you go. Her question, because they're running out of time, is, "Hey, do you like diamonds or pearls?" Because they made them write down five questions, and a couple of them had to be funny type questions. And then that's the question she stuck with. I mean, this is absolutely ludicrous. The type of stuff we're being forced to watch regarding these candidates. There's no real candidate out there but Ron Paul.
Yeah, well, Mike, you hit it right in the head. I mean, what sort of question is that? I mean, this is a presidential debate. You know, I want serious questions. This I mean, our country's in shambles, and they're staging these questions. They're making people ask these ridiculous questions. I mean, this country is in such bad shape. I mean, this isn't time for comedy hour. I mean, this is a presidential debate, Democratic national presidential debate, and they want to put in these stage questions, so you have a comedy routine up there. I mean, there's nothing funny about the falling dollar. There's nothing funny about this North American Union. There's nothing funny about this war in Iraq or this phony war on terrorism. I mean, we're not being told the truth. Our country is going to hell, and they want to stage these questions like this. I mean, it's an abomination. And it really upsets me, Mike.
Oh, yeah. And Hillary's response, of course, to the roar of the crowd was, "I want both." I mean, why don't we just have Carol Channing come out here and go, "Hillary, diamonds are a girl's best friend."
That's a nice invitation.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, the thing with these guys, okay, is that, you know, I mean, all of them just about know that Hillary is going to be the nominee, you know, if she doesn't screw up too much. But, I mean, the debate, you know, is a dog and pony show. They ask these little, you know, innocuous questions about, you know, if you like diamonds or pearls, or, you know, how about you ask the question, you know, why is our dollar virtually worthless? I mean, the last debate, but they had the YouTube debate. We had the guy in the snowman asking questions. I mean, these debates are a joke. It's just a matter of, more diversionary tactics and to make you forget about, you know, how your life has changed over the years because of this economy.
Yeah, I just find it interesting that, you know, the whole thing just turns out to be, you know, utter nonsense. And, you know, nothing gets discussed in these debates. I mean, they're in many ways are an absolute waste of time because the questions are all pre-planned. I wouldn't be surprised if the bulk of the campaigns know what the questions are anyway in advance, and they prepare their candidates likewise. Because you have to, all these questions are pre-approved and everything. I mean, you know, what's the problem? Can't these guys deal with discourse and deal with real questions from the American people? Or does it all have to be so staged so they could maintain their little comfort zone? I mean, it's at a point, guys, where these people are so plastic. I mean, even Senator Chuck Hagel goes to a school in New York to talk to high school kids about the draft and about, you know, his job and the things that he does in Congress. And even with high school kids at an informal session, the questions had to be pre-approved. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Mike, it's absolutely insane. I mean, pre-approved questions. I mean, these debates are nothing. I mean, we might as well be watching a sitcom up there. You know, it's not even real. It's stage theater, with the exception of Ron Paul. He's the only one who doesn't get up there with pre-approved talking points and all these handlers telling him what to say. You know, he's the only one who's up there telling the truth. And you know, I tell you what. I mean, back to this Hillary Clinton thing. I mean, this whole—I didn't even see the debate. But I could tell from all the post-debate spin coverage of it. I mean, she had a very poor debate performance in the prior debate, and she was losing a lot of points in the poll. So personally, I believe that they intentionally rigged this debate to make her look good. And these staged questions just provide a lot of evidence to indicate that was actually the case. So it's just crazy. It's all stage theater. You know, I don't even take any of it seriously.
No, and then even though the debate performance was abysmal, Barack Obama was abysmal. He got caught in his stance on driver's licenses for illegal aliens. Come to find out, he supports it. The little stinking traitor with his little CFR wife, which now explains why he's involved in this campaign, because I couldn't find a connection to anything until she appeared and we found out she was with the CFR. But you know, even he hem-hawed around on a number of questions, and they just stand there like a bunch of idiots and buffoons, so that you know that in a crisis, none of these people could make a real decision about absolutely anything. I mean, they're just, you threw me off my talking points. I can't deal with that. Well, Blitzer, you're a mean man. To me, it's just absolutely incredible just to sit and watch these fools. And then what's even worse, guys, is that we're expected by the media and all these talking heads to set and vote for these people. And outside of Ron Paul, this is the best that America has to offer to lead the country. I mean, if that's the case, folks, we are in dire, dire straits. Michael, what do you think?
Well, see, you know, I know the person, you know, who basically told Bill Clinton how to walk, how to talk. I mean, he's an expert in body language and speaking and influence and persuasion. His name's Kevin Hogan. And these guys spend millions of dollars in order to say the right thing and to look good. And all that we're looking for in a president is someone who can shoot straight with us and tell us, you know, what the hell's going on. But they spend all this money in order to look good. You know what I mean? So it's no wonder that these debates are so rigged and staged, and that Hillary's got planted people asking her questions that she already knows the answer beforehand. I mean, half of these guys are on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. They have no idea what's going on in the world.
And they're the ones in office. Back in a minute with more. Jim in New York's holding on the line. We'll talk to him after the break. Don't go anywhere. If you want to join us, 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Talking tonight here on the Young Guns Roundtable. It's Michael Vail from ThoughtCriminal.org, ThoughtCriminal.org, and Lee Rogers from RogueGovernment.com. We've got Jim in New York on the line. Jim, welcome to the program. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing great. How are you?
Good, good. Well, I'm glad to know now, after listening to the program this evening, that I'm not the only person that thought that pathetic display last night was a complete waste of time.
Well, you know, and what's sad is people were writing this girl who has a MySpace page and just eating her alive for asking the stupid question. She says, hold on a minute. These are the questions I submitted. I get in line and they tell me the question that I have to ask. And the question I'm wanting to ask was on Yucca Mountain, but they made me ask this insane question about diamonds and pearls.
Well, then I guess that's what the American public has been reduced to, no?
It must be, because that was the thrill of the night.
Well, because, I mean, I guess we're that, we're, we really are that pathetic. You know, I wanted to know by watching this. I didn't watch the whole thing because after about 20 minutes of it, I turned it off. I couldn't take it anymore.
Right.
But one of the things I did notice, so maybe I can get a comment from you and your guests this evening. Hillary, I don't think that I have seen her once or heard her once not mention the fact that she's a woman. I don't know. For some reason, this rubs me the wrong way. I mean, she's a woman. She talked to an 89-year-old woman. She knows things because she's a woman. I don't know. Is she saying that because it's not obvious?
Well, maybe it's not, you know.
I don't know. I mean, I know, you know that she does, all right, I'm being somewhat...
No, I mean, she does wear a lot of suits, and I'm just thankful that it was a diamonds and pearls question and not whether she wear thongs or briefs.
Well, but I guess what I'm getting at is she keeps pointing that out, and she keeps talking about women and that she's a woman. I want to know what her stance is for the other 50% of the population.
That's a very good question. I mean, I'm a woman. Give me a chance. I'll talk to these people like I'm their mother. I'll talk to Ahmadinejad about this nuclear weapon thing, and I'll settle down and set him down and explain to him over coffee and cookies exactly how this should be. I mean, maybe that's what she's trying to get across, that a woman knows other things and has intuition. But I think what she's doing is she's trying to play the woman card that, hey, all these other men are so bad up here, they're beating up on me. I'm a woman. Vote for me.
But that, and of course, that's totally contradictory, right? She's strong.
Sure.
She's supposed to be strong, and she's a woman. She's powerful. But yet, don't ask me any hardball questions because I'm a woman and I may not be able to take it. I'm not really sure what she's getting at. That's my problem. And to keep repeating that over and over again, you know, I can't, first of all, I have to be honest with you. I can't stand her, okay? I think she's dangerous, and I think that all of this nonsense that's going on right now in the White House, she's going to be perfectly content to carry it on.
Oh, I think she would. I think she, you know, you're most certainly correct. I mean, all of this stuff that's being done, this Military Commissions Act, Patriot Act, all these executive orders.
Right, and that's what I'm talking about. Excuse me, the executive orders. All these things that Bush have signed in while we're asleep and while we're so busy watching television and what's on the latest CSI program. Okay, while we're sleeping, the government is doing these things behind our back, and I have this horrible feeling that she is right in bed with them.
Well, what I personally think here, Jim, and I'll let the other guys expound to them. We'll probably have to do that after the break.
Okay.
But what I personally think with her is this: is they put her in the position where she's going to come in, where Bush has taken away things like habeas corpus. And has worked on basically turning anything that involves dissent and making that a terrorist act. What they're going to come and do with her, as with the Democrats, is they're going to come for things like the guns.
That's right.
and the rest of our freedoms. George W. Bush is phase one. Hillary Clinton is phase two in all of this.
Oh, I agree. I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. That's why I said she's dangerous. I don't know. I don't know, Mike. I don't know what to, you know, to tell people anymore. Today, I know we're coming up on a break here, but today we're at work. The entire place is just populated with bleeding heart liberals. And I just mentioned, I said, I'm sure we all watched the debate last night. And you know that not one person took issue with anything that any candidate said. No one complained about the softball questions. Nobody said anything about that girl's question. Almost as though this is normal, and
yeah.
I can't figure out how even despite the fact that you're the Democrat or whatever your political affiliation, how you don't see through this and say, you know what, I still didn't learn anything. I haven't seen a debate yet where I learned anything on any of the candidates.
Right, Jim. Thanks for the call. We're going to let the guys answer after the break here. And you're right, it's the softball questions. I mean, if these people can't set an answer on a tough question in a debate in front of a friendly crowd, what in the hell are they going to do when World War III breaks out? Oh no, let's focus group it. Back in just a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had a 80-90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Here on the Midnight Rider, final half hour of the week. If you'd like to join us in the conversation, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We're here talking with Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com and Michael Vail with thought-criminal.org. And the subject of Hillary Clinton and her, I'm a woman. Vote for me. I'm a woman. Don't you see it? See it in my eyes. See it in my lips, see it in my looks, see it in my walks, see it in my suits. And it's hard to believe that back in 1992, as she and Sir Slick were running for president the first time, she was not a standby her man woman. Remembered on 60 Minutes? I certainly do.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman.
Ah, yes. And basically, this is her on a debate stage right now. You know, this is me. I'm a strong woman. My name's Hillary Rodham Clinton. And I'm a woman. Vote for me. Because if the world doesn't act right, I'll just send them to their room without their supper. All right. Michael Vail, your thoughts about Hillary, and especially these softball questions that are thrown at her, and all these candidates. I mean, You know, it really is sad when we have these debates and these people cannot answer a question that requires them to actually put some thought in it. It has to be a question that they've been prepared on.
See, Mike, what you have to understand is that they have peer group samples and they have polls. Mm-hmm. And they have to make their answers resonate with the far left, the left, and the moderates and the progressives or whatever the adjective that you want to add. And they have to make sure they all those different groups are met. So they can't say something, you know, with their own mind that may contradict something that the moveon.org people, you know, wouldn't like. So they can't say that. You know, right. I have nightmares, literally nightmares, about an aide walks into the presidential office where Hillary Clinton is sitting, and she goes, President Clinton, the people are starving, you know. The dollar's been devalued, you know, and it's worthless now, and they have nothing to eat, you know. And then she looks at him like Marie Antoinette and says, you know, let him eat garbage or let him dumpster dive. And I wake up in a cold sweat, dude. I am serious. I do not want her to win, okay? But like I said, she has to talk in a way that all those different groups who support her, you know, will understand it and that they will like it. So she can't even speak from her own mind.
Now, how sad is that? Yeah, oh, man, that's a scary dream. Leave your thoughts.
Yeah, well, this whole thing about Clinton being a woman, you know, I could care less. She's a woman, you know, man, I mean, whatever. It doesn't matter. What really upsets me about her is just her stance on all the issues. I mean, she wants to bring in big government socialism, universal health care, which is going to be a total disaster. I mean, the government can't do what it's doing now properly, let alone take on a universal health care system. I mean, she's going to bring in big government tyranny if she's elected, and that's just a horrible thing. But I tell you what, I mean, these debates, I mean, this whole debate, and granted, I didn't watch it, but like I was saying before, this whole debate appeared, at least from what I'm seeing with this news report from this college student that was asked a staged question. I mean, this debate was specifically staged to make Hillary Clinton look good. And there's some report, I forget, I think I saw in the Drudge Report earlier, but they were saying that Wolf Blitzer was told to actually take it easy on Hillary Clinton. You know, it's a joke. I mean, it's all stage theater. This is not a sitcom. This is a serious presidential debate, and they turn it into like some sort of game show or a sitcom. And it's just the biggest joke.
Right, and it shows you that their candidate has already been chosen, and the rest of the people are up there stooges just playing their part.
Right, exactly, Mike. I mean, you see all the propaganda. I mean, on Hannity and Combs, all they do is talk about Hillary Clinton. You know, I mean, Hillary Clinton. Everything is Hillary Clinton when they talk about the Democrats. You know, and even if they talk about the Republicans, they talk about Hillary Clinton. It's obvious that Hillary Clinton is the chosen front runner and the corporate approved choice to be the next president. And Ethan Allen actually sent me an article I just posted on RogueGovernment.com that goes into all of the different contributors to her campaign. And it's like a who's who of the media military-industrial complex. You got Rupert Murdoch. You got, who else? Sumner Redstone. I mean, the list goes on.
And, Lockheed, you know, Martin, Raytheon.
Yeah, I mean, it's so obvious what's going on here. I mean, she's the corporate-approved frontrunner. They want her to be the next president because she's going to carry out the policies that these people want.
She's like Trident. 4 out of 5 corporate executive surveys love Hillary Clinton.
Pretty much.
Jeez. It's just absolutely amazing. Just, you know, sitting back and watching this and, yeah, and knowing that she's the pre-approved candidate. The Republican side has 4 or 5 stiffs that are sitting there. I mean, I've seen more interesting candidates at a freaking morgue than what's being presented on the Republican side, other than Ron Paul. And Ron Paul, guys, is the monkey wrench in all of this. This is why they're trying to demonize him so bad. He's the monkey wrench in all of this. They didn't expect this guy to show up. And now that he has, he's there with real ideas. And every day that goes by, he gains more and more of a chance to actually win the nomination. Michael, what do you think about that? I mean, every day he gains greater traction, and it makes the possibility of winning the Republican nomination more of a possibility.
You know, every time I hear someone criticizing Ron Paul or demonizing him, what they're really saying is that, you know, we've made this plan from a long time ago, and you're really messing it up, okay? We've got these dead horses out of here, you know, like McCain, like they just dug him up, like you said, in the cemetery. You know, they got all these dead horses on the Republican side, and then they've got, you know, like Hillary, who they know, you know, is going to be president, and they're looking at Ron Paul like, you know, why are you messing up what took, you know, so long and so hard to create? And you know, every time it's the same thing. I mean, none of those guys on the Republican side, you know, are worth anything. They all say the same thing. So why is there four of them up there?
Yeah. Well, and in the case of Rudy Giuliani, I mean, this guy is not electable whatsoever. I mean, when you put him into a national election, there's no way. I mean, look, this guy has got a pedophile priest employed as a consultant with his campaign. His brother Bernard Kerik, his big buddy Bernard Kerik, is in more trouble than you can shake a stick at with the law. Plus, not to mention the fact that it was a book released with the proceeds supposed to go to 9/11 families and first responders and the like. And Bernard Kerik is getting royalties out of the deal to the tune so far of $75,000. Lee, I mean, he and Giuliani both have made a ton of money off of 9/11. I mean, these people are scum.
Well, yeah, I mean, it would take a long time to go over all the criminality that Rudy Giuliani was involved in and all the questions surrounding 9/11, his involvement and all that. But I tell you what, I mean, you hit the nail right in the head. Rudy Giuliani is not electable. I mean, even if you look at the phony left-right paradigm, I mean, I don't understand how any of the Republicans, even the people who are trapped in this paradigm, can actually even support Rudy Giuliani. I mean, the guy is pretty much pro-abortion. You know, he's anti-gun. I mean, he's anything but a conservative. I mean, he looks more like a phony left-wing liberal than anything. And what's really insane is that you got him, you got Romney, you got Fred Thompson. I mean these guys. I mean, they're a bunch of stiffs up there. And it's so obvious that not one of those candidates up there, with the exception of Ron Paul, will be able to defeat any of the Democrats, because the Republican Party has been so demonized, especially what Bush has done. I mean, he's done so much to destroy the fake right part of the one world faction they got up there with the Republican Party. And there's no way a Republican's going to be elected unless they have Ron Paul be the nominee.
Yeah, and to be quite honest, the only compelling thing about any of those candidates is with Mitt Romney and the fact that his wife has multiple sclerosis and how their family exists and that, you know, that she's on the campaign trail and all that kind of stuff. I mean, because it takes a lot for somebody with that type of disease to get up and do that every day. And that's the only thing compelling. He's not compelling. She is. And the rest of them, I mean, it's just like, you know, Senator McCain, he's in prison in Vietnam. Don't forget, I'm a war hero. Got shot down, first mission, but I'm here. And I'm crazy as a loon. And I'll do anything I have to do to become president. Vote for me today, John McCain. Oh, I mean, just absolutely nuts. And then Fred, you know, Fred Thompson. Hello, my name's Fred Thompson. I'm an actor, played president on TV. Vote for me. I mean, it's literally insanity.
Yeah. Well, Mike, you know, it's interesting you mentioned McCain, because that guy, this is a crazy statement this guy made. He actually said regarding monetary policy, I forget the exact question, but he said, oh, I'll let the experts at the Federal Reserve take care of that. Like, are you kidding me on this? The experts at the Federal Reserve? I mean, if he had actually read the Constitution, he'd realize that the Federal Reserve Bank is a blatant fraud, and that throughout the 19th century, one of the most debated subjects was on monetary policy in this country, and if we should have a central bank, or what the monetary policy should be for the nation. I mean, you had the debate over bimetallism in the 19th century, the gold standard and all of that, and ever since the Federal Reserve came into being, that just went out the window. And he's saying that, oh, I'll just leave up to the experts? I mean, you got to be kidding me. The guy is not qualified to be president if he makes a statement like that.
No, but see, I'm a war hero. That's what it is all about. We don't need any substance here. It's just me as a war hero. Okay? Remember that. I haven't been swift-boated, haven't been nothing. I'm out here from Arizona. I'm crazy as a loon. Don't have no money, but my name is John McCain. Vote for me. That's essentially all it is. And then the plot, And then the only time, you know, in these debates that McCain gets any real attention is everybody when the other candidates talk about him and the fact that he's a war hero. I mean, it's like, well, look, you know, McCain's the old guy, and we're going to say something nice to him because he's crazy as a loon. I mean, that's just literally, you know, literally it. And then this Huckabee guy, he seems like a nice enough guy and that type of thing. But we've already done Arkansas once, and we ain't doing Arkansas again. I'm sorry. I mean, Doolin' Banjos is the national anthem ain't going to fly. Because, I mean, again, you know, he's just a softer voice parodying the same stuff that all these other guys are. You know, talking how we got to stay there for honor and everything because, we accept it and we have to take it and keep it. Regardless if it's all wrong and it's broken, we screwed it up. Let's just keep screwing it up for our honor. That guy, you know, it's going to – Duncan Hunter, Tom Tancredo, not even invited to this Iowa debate. It's going to be Huckabee who's the next to go, in my opinion, as far as the money's concerned. And then probably McCain after that. The last I knew, McCain had like $3.6 million on hand, and I think Huckabee had a lot less. And it's going to boil down to money and who has the money for the stretch, you know, for the stretch run, because it's not just the advertising. You got to have money to get to these locations and to these events, Lee. And if you don't have the money to get to them, you can't get out and campaign. All you can do is hope for miracles.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're absolutely right, Mike. I mean, I think McCain's going to bow out actually before Huckabee, because I actually think Huckabee actually has some support just because of his strong showing in the text message polls. I mean, what's interesting is that even though Ron Paul won the Fox News text message polls, like way ahead of everybody else, Mike Huckabee was in second place.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, people aren't buying the so-called top three. I mean, it's a fraud. It's an absolute fraud. And personally, I think the two only viable candidates are Ron Paul and Mike Huckabee. And Mike Huckabee, as you're saying, you know, I mean, all the stuff about honor and the Middle East. I mean, he's just basically, like you're saying, a softer version of the other three. And you know,
right.
His fair tax idea has gotten some attention. And you know, it's not a bad deal. But I like Ron Paul's flat tax, which is zero. I mean, that to me is what the flat tax should be, 0%.
Yeah, Jeff in Canada, you're on the air on the Midnight Rider. Welcome aboard.
Hey, thank you, guys. Great show, as usual. I just wondered if any of you had a chance to review the debate in its entirety, or perhaps a little bit, well, three-quarters of it at least.
I would have to take a lot of Dramamine beforehand.
Well, there was one part last night when I was watching it where Blitzer asked, what is more important, human rights or national security? And that was when I sort of sat up and
who was it? Wasn't it Joe Biden that said national security is more important than rights?
I got the transcript here. I got Dodd on there on that, and I've got Blitzer. I've got Clinton on that. Let's just see what Biden said. Biden was at the end of the row. I got to tell you, if you're wondering where the Americans are, you know, that are sitting on the fence, they were the ones in the audience last night, because you should have seen it. I mean, these people were like, they had stars in their eyes. They brought out each politician like you would on an NFL football team, one by one, and they all got applauded, and they all stood there and had a photo op for 15 minutes. I wanted to throw up. It was so scripted. It was disgusting, and every time they zoomed up on Hillary's face, she was so heavily made up, and the fat and the jowls and the wrinkles were hanging off her face. It was just disgusting. I sat through that debate, and I just watched it, and I said, my God. And there were black people, white people, people from all over the, you know, just clapping and cheering like this was just like a Dancing with the Stars. They were mesmerized by these criminals, and so that's your public out there that's doing that. But getting back to what Hillary said, and I'm just gonna, she says, I agree with that completely. The first obligation of the President of the United States is to protect and defend the United States of America. That doesn't mean it is to the exclusion of other interests. And there's absolutely a connection between a democratic regime and the heightened security for the United States. That's why it's so tragic about the situation. After 9/11, President Bush had a chance to chart a different course, both in Pakistan and Afghanistan, and could have been very clear about what our expectations were. And now we're in a bind. You know, and she just kept on going and going and going. But she clearly does not have your best interests or our interests at heart.
All right.
Yeah, Jeff, thanks for the call.
Have a great time.
You too. You know, Michael, it's... I thought the Constitution said that the oath of office says that you're supposed to support and defend the Constitution from all enemies, both foreign and domestic, that your job is not to protect America first. Your job is to support and defend the Constitution.
Well, Mike, sorry, but our leaders have said the Constitution is quaint, and at best they called it a GD piece of paper, so... These guys are no longer here to, support and defend the Constitution. They are there to support and defend their own interest, and that's what they're doing. I mean, you know, we're talking about the debates. I mean, Fred Thompson looked like, you know, someone who just came out of the cryo tube, and they like, you know, sort of melted him down and then put him up on the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, oh my God, what are they?
I mean, standing around almost like Forrest Gump. I gotta pay. Back in just a minute, final segment. We'll get Lee's thoughts about this on the other side. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Final segment for the week on the Midnight Rider. We did more on Hillary Clinton than what I absolutely anticipated whatsoever. But Lee, your thoughts about this, you know, security of head of rights and the oath of office that the president takes to support and defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. That has nothing to do with protecting America. You defend the Constitution, and then that takes care of the rest of it. But at the same time, you have to support the entire Constitution and defend the entire Constitution, which includes the rights that are guaranteed to us by our Creator.
Well, Mike, you hit that right in the head again. I mean, essentially what's going on here is you got all these people. I mean, it's not just the president. I mean, it's congressmen, it's senators, I mean, judges. I mean, you name it. They swear an oath to protect and defend the Constitution and uphold what it stands for. And unfortunately, what I think is happening here is that you got all these people who swear an oath and an allegiance to protect and defend the New World Order. And
right. That's
really what's going on, because they are continuing this push towards globalization. They're trying to ratchet up this North American Union. They are doing everything in their power to destroy this country, to rob us of our God-given rights, to destroy our civil liberties, and destroy everything that the Constitution stands for. So I'm sick and tired of these people who take the oath of office and they don't take it seriously whatsoever. You know, they're beholden to these corporate interests. And like I was saying earlier in the show, that article Ethan Allen put together, an excellent article that details all of the different people in the military-industrial complex that supports Hillary Clinton, and then the list is staggering. So that's who she really works for. She does not work for the people. She works for them.
Yeah, Michael, any other thoughts you want to add to Hitler?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, she is the embodiment of Hitler, and we need not to forget that. I mean, she will be the person, if she is not stopped, that will be in charge of the police state, will be in charge of the same apparatus that Bush has been using since he has been in office, and many people forget that. And she will use it with glee.
Oh, yeah, and you're going to hear these Republicans come back, you know, like a year and a half from now, when she starts rolling all this stuff out, and they're going to go, hold on, wait a minute here. Now you're abusing your authority here. All these executive orders and these signing statements and things. No. You can't be doing this. Can't be having it. But yet all this stuff has been put into place by her predecessor, who's George W. Bush. And folks, literally, the only thing that is standing in the way between us and a female dictator is Ron Paul. I mean, you know, I can't stress enough the fact that this guy needs money and he needs our votes. And guys, this is the most important thing, that if there are Democrats out there that are in primaries or in closed states, these people have got to get their registrations changed to Republicans so they can vote for Ron Paul in the primaries. Otherwise, we can donate money till we're blue in the face. That if we don't have people there at the ballot box with an R by their name in these closed states, it's all over but the shouting. Lee?
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, the bottom line is, I mean, definitely donate money to the Ron Paul campaign, because if you don't, I mean, your Federal Reserve notes aren't going to be worth much in our couple of years anyway. So you might as well donate to a worthy cause like the Ron Paul campaign. And like you said, if you are in a state where, and I know a lot of them are, that you have to be a registered Republican to vote in the primary, make sure you register and make sure you register as a Republican. Because, I mean, it's not about the party. It's not about political affiliation. It's about voting for the man. And we have to get behind Ron Paul so we can save this country.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only choice we have. Gentlemen, we're out of time. Thanks, both of you, for being on. Lee Rogers with his website, roguegovernment.com. It's probably one of the best new sites out there. Tons of articles every day. Information. Lee writes some of his own articles as well, in addition to compiling articles from everywhere else. Michael Vail with thought-criminal.org. Excellent website as well, deals a lot with technology. Hey, folks, find somebody you love. Tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country. See you next week. God bless everybody.